Adam here from Australian Escapes.
Right.
All right, so you're free now to talk?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Amurin, as I said, that my purpose in calling is to get answers to a few quick questions so we can understand how to save you money off your future trips. We'll then send you some information to show others at your branch as well. And as I also mentioned, that we are, offering 40% to 60% discounts on your day tours and also short-range tours and also away trips. So this is going to take less than 7 to 10 minutes unless you have any questions, okay? All right. Thank you so much. And Muriel, I would also like to inform you that we are all about affordability and simplicity. Now, the idea, as I said, is to give you 40% of your away trips. And we have done a few comparisons. Let's take an example of Trade Travel. They have won just 6 days to Fraser Coast and Harvey Bay, and they are charging over $2,400 per person. We can do a similar trip from under $800 per person. Not exactly the same, but very similar experiences and all top quality. So let's get started, Muriel. And these are all service style questions. So is it okay with you if I record this call for training purpose?
What's your phone number?
It's 1-800 669-1-800. Yeah, 669.
Yeah.
579.
Right.
Yeah, and my name is Adam. Adam Charles. Yeah. C-H-A-R-L-E-S.
C-H.
A-R.
Yeah.
Excuse me. L-E-S.
Okay.
All right, so shall we continue?
Yeah.
All right. So, Muriel, when you're considering getting away, are your members more interested in doing affordable short-range trips, say 1 to 3 nights within a few hours' drive, or do you prefer longer trips, say more than 7 days?
On average, they do about 5 to 6 days, occasionally seven.
So it's kind of a mix of both, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the reason we ask is because we can suggest you trips that might appeal to your members. Now, looking at this year, Muriel, do you have any trips planned at all?
Well, we have. We have a couple of trips planned.
Okay. So have you already booked a trip?
Yeah, or, we have.
Okay. And how many members are going on that trip approximately?
36.
And is this the total number of members that you have on your, on your club?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. And you said that the trip is already planned and you have already booked it. So may I know whereabouts are you planning to go?
They're going to Marimbulum.
Marimbulum, okay. All right. And so to get an idea how far in advance you normally book your trips, approximately in what month was the trip booked?
I think probably September.
September, okay. September 2019. So approximately like 6 months, right? Six to 7 months in advance. Okay. All right. All right. And some of the ideas that we have for you that might interest you in future, Muriel, including short-range self-guided trips via bus or train with great value accommodation for 1 to 7 nights, day tours, and at least 1 or 2 group dinners. So this type of trip can be done for, say, 40 to 60% less than retail. That saves you a lot of money, and this is more an independent style of trip. So in your opinion, Muriel, do you feel that some of your members might be open to doing smaller trips like this in future if they were very affordable?
So when you say smaller trips, you're talking about less than 5 days?
Less than 5 days or maybe 1 to 7 nights.
Oh, yeah, 1 to 7. Yeah, our people do them.
Yeah.
Do the 1 to 7. We look at, obviously, two things, the cost and more than that. We look at location and whether we've been there before or if there's interesting places to visit. And obviously the cost and what's included. So it's usually accommodation and breakfast and dinner at least. Some trips include lunch, some don't.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll note it. Well, as I said, that we want to suggest new and interesting places if possible, and also we'll send you the information on email. so that you, you know, or you can show it to your members. And and we can also suggest you places where you haven't been recently. So where have your members been on longer trips away in the last few years, Mira?
Broken Hill, Lightning Ridge, Mildura.
Mm-hmm.
Great Ocean Road.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great Ocean Road. All right, yeah. All right, and what places have the members already indicated interest in visiting in future?
Oh, to be very honest, they don't actually suggest that to us. I just look out some trips and then ask them if they'd like to do them.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, okay. All right.
I mean, we don't have a great discussion about it. I just source the trips and put them on the table.
So you're open to suggestions, right?
Well, we are, mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's like, you know, if the places are right, you show it, you present it in front of your members, and if they agree to go and you travel, you know, you booked it, you coordinate with the travel plans, correct?
Yes, that's right.
All right. So our research with Probers in regard to trip planning indicates the importance of really knowing what your members want. So how do you currently find out about what members are interested in doing?
Well, I've been doing it for 4 years, mm-hmm. Or more than that. Mm-hmm. And we have a nucleus of people who go all the time. Mm-hmm. And some of them we go on any trip. Mm-hmm. Just for a trip away. Mm-hmm. And others I know that they're more picky mm-hmm. about it. Mm-hmm. And the ones that have been around the longest mm-hmm. have been to most of the destinations.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's up to them whether they come again or if they think they've been too often. Because, mm-hmm. you know, the longer you're in the club, the more mm-hmm. you've done. And sort of, you know, sometimes you've done it so many times you don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
We're fine. We're getting mm-hmm. Between the 30 and 40 for our trip.
Okay.
In general.
Mm. So between 30 to 40 people always go on tours, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, I mean, I don't say they'll always go on tours. There's, for example, We had one to Bellingen that really, there was a period in our club where mm-hmm. it was really hard to get people to go and mm-hmm. who had shared with other clubs, and then all of a sudden it just turned itself around.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. we're not having any problems.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, working out travel styles that might suit your members can be challenging because everyone's different. So some like fully structured tours, others like more flexibility and independence. So have you ever done an email survey of members to find out more what types of trips they're interested in doing, such as travel style, budget, and so on?
Not in recent times. I mean, I did do surveys in mm-hmm. the very beginning when I first started doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I did a lot of surveys.
Yeah. So
I would source out trips and then ask them to vote for them.
Mm-hmm. So in your
really don't bother anymore.
All right. So in your opinion, do you feel that an email survey might be an advantage to you?
I don't think so. An email survey, I'll find great difficulty in getting a lot of the members to mm-hmm. reply to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, from what you already know about what your members want in regards to trips away, Muriel, on the scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how important are the following factors for you? If we talk about affordability, how would you rate it between the scale of 1 to 10?
I would say a 7.
All right. And how about value for money? How would you rate it?
Oh, on value for money, definitely 90%. 9.
Mm-hmm. 9, okay. All right, and now let's talk about, you know, flexible travel options to suit different budgets on a scale of 1 to 10. How would you rate it? This means, you know, having a choice of different types and styles of travel to suit different budgets. How would you rate it in scale of 1 to 10?
Well, we generally go on buses.
Oh, okay.
So our people uh-huh. are accustomed to going on a coach uh-huh. with a driver uh-huh. who is with them the whole time, and they get to know the driver very well. We've not tried to do uh-huh. train trips or anything like that. We've thought about it, but you know, some of our people are older and a little less physically flexible.
Yeah,
others
yeah.
are younger and quite fit.
Yeah.
But the bus seems to work reasonably well, and you know, their luggage goes in the hold, and they're fairly comfortable.
Yep, I understand. So, so some clubs, Muriel, have one or more committee members who look after tours and travels. So, are you the only one who is, you know, taking care of the travel arrangements as of now?
Yes, my husband and I do it all the time. You know, it's not that easy to get people to put their hands
up. Yeah, it is quite a task, I know, yeah. Yeah. Well, you see, organizing travels plans and getting competitive prices and communicating with members seems quite a task. So, in your opinion, Muriel, what do you feel you need help with the most? Is it like learning about what members want, comparing different trip options, communication with members, or you need help with everything?
No, I just need people to give me proposed trips and the brochures and the detail of the trips. That's really all I'm after.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Muriel, this is my last question to you, and we would like the opportunity to prove our value to you, because we know we can save your members up to 40% of all types of domestic day trips, away trips, and travel. So that makes it a lot more affordable. So, Muriel, if I may ask you, are you open to shopping around to get better prices on your trips?
Oh, yes, yes. No, we're using different travel companies depending upon what packages they've got available. So, yes, we are.
All right. Yeah. All right, that completes my survey, Muriel. After this call, I'll send you an information package by Initially that introduces Australian Escapes. We are the first and biggest travel club in Australia, and we are giving each Probus branch a special free membership so all the members can access the discounts and try us out. Okay. Now, yep. So what I'm going to do is, this is also quite a significant step for Probus, because it means you're getting free access to wholesale travel pricing on a wide range of options. And our prices, I can guarantee you, much lower than what you are used to paying. The you know, the real value to you is your members' trips will be a lot more affordable, and you will also access our Travelers Advocate service at no charge, where we do all the shopping around, and you know, the benefits for you is you save a lot of time. So we'll contact you separately about registering your branch, okay, Muriel, and I'll also update your club's contact details, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for your time, and
okay, then.
Will be very needful information, and looking forward to hear from you back. I'll send you the information. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. You have a good day. Goodbye.
Bye.